Tonight's shir is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Ephraim Yitzchak Ben Avram, who is was the father-in-law of one of our Marbitzei Torah here in the neighborhood. I'm not going to say who he is because he's going to get mad at me, and he's actually here in the shir live, so I definitely don't want to get in trouble. Who is Marbitz, not only our shir, but much Torah here in the five towns and other communities. So all the Torah that is spread due to his son-in-law should be a schus for his neshama. We left off last week, we were discussing the shayla about getting packages, and more than that, really ordering packages on Friday, knowing that they're going to deliver to you on Shabbos. But Linader, if there is time, I'd like to discuss what happens when the package does come to your door on Shabbos. Even if you ordered it beheter, what do you do with the package once it comes to the front door? Can you move it? And the like. But let's first discuss whether or not you're allowed to make that order, push the button that would ensure that the delivery will then be come on Shabbos. So we mentioned last week, what we need to know for this week is very bekitzer. There's an Isser Amil Anochi, which according to most people is an Isser Rabbanan, and there are three standard reasons to why Amil Anochi is Aser. One reason is the Rambam, because if you allow Goyim to do work, it just makes Shabbos lighter in your mind, and you may come to do it yourself. The reason of Rashi is because of Shlichus, when the guy does it, it's as if I'm doing it. And the third reason is Mimtzei Chavtzecha Dabrudover, the mere speaking, telling the guy to do the Malach, is already a violation of Dabrudover. We assume all Pshatim are correct, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to ask a guy on Friday to do Malach of you on Shabbos, nor can you ask a guy on Shabbos to do Malach of you Matzei Shabbos. So let's say, exactly. For example, on Shabbos, you see a guy and you know he's an Uber driver. You can't say to him, 2 o'clock Shabbos, do me a favor, come by my house 10 o'clock. I have a flight, come pick me up. That would be Amil Anochri. And likewise, you can't tell the guy on Friday afternoon. Someone was telling me about this. I hope it's not true in this shul. You guys, the lights here are all on timers?
No.
The guy comes and turns it on in the morning? Really?
No. The main lights are on timers.
Right, so someone was telling me that in these...
Let's say this room, it's not on timer.
So someone's telling me, in the big shuls now, they don't use timers. They tell the guy on Friday, turn all the lights on Shabbos morning. That's Amir Lanachi. Now, I'm not saying you don't have a tarim for shuls, I get it. But that's a classical example of Amir Lanachi. On Friday, you tell the guy to the malach of you on Shabbos, that's Amir Lanachi. I thought everyone has timers. I guess not every room has a timer.
Not every room.
So some rooms, the guy just knows. He walks in Shabbos, he knows he's supposed to turn on the lights. Right, okay, so that's a classical example of Amir Lanachi. Speaking halachically. Now, I'm not saying there's not heter for a shul, whatever it is, but... Because if the reason is shlichus, so if I tell the guy to do the malach on Shabbos, on Shabbos is if I'm doing it, so then it's shlichus.
I'm sorry, no, but I appointed him on Friday.
So again, the meaner shlichus is not the problem. It's when he is my shliach, when he's acting as my shliach, it's kilo I'm doing it. So on Shabbos, he's flicking the light.
He's my shliach. Maybe he gets paid for that.
I'm saying, you tell him, turn on the lights on Friday. You can't tell him he's doing it at Daita Dinavshikov. That's not a Daita Dinavshikov. He's doing it for me. Again, we'll talk more about this today because the Chassam Sofer already pointed out, we mentioned this in last week's shir, the Chassam Sofer had an argument that maybe you don't say Shlichus by Shabbos because the whole Isser of Shabbos is doing or not doing Malacha. So if I'm sitting home sleeping and the guy turns on the light, it's Kilo I did it? Well, no. The Isser of Shabbos is not the outcome. The Isser of Shabbos is the actual Asiyas Malacha. So if I didn't do the Malacha, you can't say shlichus. We'll come back to that. With the chumra, we do have shlichus. The Gemara says, "Achareinim talk about the shlichus." Kiveger assumes like that halacha lemaisa that we do assume yes shlichus the guy at least the chumra. Yeah.
A goy who has the same job every, let's say, housekeeper every day, she does the same thing.
Yeah.
If she just does the automatic and chops, is that the same?
Again, if they do, it has been that they're doing it for me. Again, when the guy walks through the room, he turns the light because there's going to be a minion here at 9 o'clock. That's why he's doing it. You know, if he's doing it because he wants to clean the room and it's hard to clean the room with the light on, that's a different shot. That's a Daita Dinavshe. He's doing it for himself. But he's doing it for me. He knows the services, you know, and therefore he turns on the light. Okay, this is what we need to know from last week's share. What we need to know for tonight's share is, so what's the starting point to mention a possible het? So, everyone goes back to a very, very difficult tshuva of the Chavos Yair to learn. The Chavos Yair was, his last name was Rabbi Bacharach. He lived in the late 1600s. He wrote a tshuva which is very hard to read in Lomdus. We'll try to get through as fast as we can.
What's the
Chavos Yair wants to come up with the following chiddush. He wants to say that yes, Amira Lenachri is Azron Shabbos, but Amira Le'amira is Mutter. He wants to come up with the following idea. I can't tell a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, but I can tell a guy to tell another guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. Now, why is this Chavos Yair so relevant to us? Because if you accept the Chavos Yair, so when I click the button on Friday to have Amazon Prime, so I'm not telling the Uber driver, whoever drives the car to deliver the package, I'm telling someone in Amazon then outsources it to someone else, and they tell someone else, and they tell him. So that's Amir la Amir la Amir la Amir, to which according to the Chavos Yair is not us. So if you accept the Chavis Yair, it might not be such a problem. Now, I just want to mention, we mentioned last week there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe where we were talking about postal workers. And I had a hard time, I think everyone else had a hard time understanding what Rav Moshe was talking about. Apparently, people were telling me this, and I'm not aware, it was before my days, there was a time in history where it was a very Jewish business to work in the postal office. I didn't know this. Many people pointed this out to me. They had a Jewish union.
When I grew up, a lot of people in the shul worked
It was a bavusta thing that Jews worked in the post office. There was a Jewish union. There was a minyan in the post office. For Mincha, someone told me. Blew my mind. Now the Rav Moshe actually made sense. We're reading this tshuva from Rav Moshe where he talks about what happens if the Jews... And we're like, what are you talking about? So someone pointed this out to me that it was taka, a very common thing. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because who drives the deliveries for Amazon? You never know, they drive away so fast. You never know who they are. So I asked someone, how does this work? So someone told me they outsource to local people in the community. Now that, I think, should present a problem. If you live in a locally Jewish community, so again, I'm not saying Roy person in New York is Jewish. It's probably not so. But it might get a stickle tricky when you're going to be in a heavily Jewish, whatever constitutes Jewish community. Why don't we have to be chayshish that maybe the Amazon driver is Jewish? Especially if it's going to be based on a community. Now, is there Roiv people in America? Let's say Roiv people in New York are Jewish? Probably not. In Long Island? I don't know. So someone talks to people, not the guys who drive those cars. They're not the Jews. Okay, I have no idea. I'm just throwing it out there. So that we're going to talk about, that'd be another nafkamina. Shmuel Vazna has a tshuva, he says, let's say you ask the guy to turn on the light, and the guy says, it's Shabbos, I'm not going to do that. So he says, Al Dabar Dov, you're already over. Shlichus, you weren't. So that's a big nafkamina, to which reason you're going to go like. So I'm just throwing this out. I'm not saying it's necessarily a problem, but perhaps we should be, looking into who makes these deliveries. Again, obviously, you're not going to get a UPS delivery because the UPS driver is Jewish. You don't have to assume he's Jewish. But with these Amazon drivers, the way I understand, they outsource it based on communities. They send out a thing, who in the community wants to drop something off. Again, I wouldn't be shocked that there are from guys doing this. Now, not on Shabbos. But it wouldn't surprise me that there are from Uber drivers, so it wouldn't surprise me that there are from people that do this during the week, so that there aren't people doing Shabbos, Jewish people doing it. I don't think it's beyond the discussion. I think it at least should be a discussion. But putting that aside, returning to the issue at hand. So how do you get around the problem of Amir Lenochi with Amazon? The answer is you do Amir La Amira. I tell Amazon I want this thing shipped in 24 hours. Amazon tells someone, they tell someone, and finally gets to the driver. The driver does his job. Amir la Amir. Who said Amir la Amir is mutter? It's based on this Chavis Yair. Very hard to read. It's three tshuvas in the Chavis Yair. One of the tshuva was not the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair lived at the end of the 1600s.
He was literally on the early side of the Echranim.
Yeah, we're talking about 400 years ago. So the Chavis Yair is hard to read. He has three tshuvas. One of the tshuvas are not him. They're by the one who argues on him, the Avoides HaGershuni. Rabbi's name is Rabbi Ashkenazi. He either married the daughter or the granddaughter of the Bach. Yeah, we're talking about the same time, late 1600s. So the Chavis Yair writes a tshuva like this, number one. Rakta, who gufu leibiru li v'tzricha rabbi. He says, I'm not sure. The Yesh Loimer, the Hada asu shvus de shvus. That's at Chazal asu shvus de shvus. Now, what's a shvus de shvus? Shvus de shvus, we think, is asking a guy to do a malacha is Amir Lenochi. That's shvus number one. Shvus number two would be to ask a guy to perform a malacha drabban. That's what we call shvus de shvus. He says, the Hada asu shvus de shvus. Hainu b'shvus echod. That's when it's one shvus. Mitzad ha'amira. Right? Asking the guy is the Yesh Drabban. And v'asheni mitzad ha'malacha. But if I tell guy one to tell guy two to do the job, said the Chavis Yair, who says even if the thing I'm asking the guy to do is a deraisa, like driving a car, who says that's aser? So that's going
to
be the problem. The way he sounds like, he means, if he's going to call Amir al-Amir or Shvus to Shvus, we're still back to square one, because it's got to be a Tzarech or a Makkah Mitzvah. Right? It's not going to be because I want Zeppo shoes Shabbos afternoon. Right? Now again, we'll mention this one more time. When we talk about deliveries on Shabbos, there's three categories of deliveries. There's the delivery of your Zeppo shoes, which can wait till Sunday. There are certain deliveries that are business related, that need a files, documents that can affect major business deals that we'll see in the halacha might be mutter. There's a third category of deliveries, let's say, for example, of medications. There are some medications that are very time sensitive, especially in the infertility world, that are extremely time sensitive, and that can make a difference between a Shabbos morning and a Sunday morning delivery. So we're not putting them all in the same category, but those are the three common examples of what you'll be dealing with. And in halacha, obviously, they're going to be very different. And the case of the business is very much emphasized in halacha. There are some documents that need to get somewhere. If not, it holds up a deal. It can cause you a big hefse moment. That might be very different than the delivery of shoes that your wife is probably going to send back anyways. Okay? So we'll keep that in mind. Says the Chavos Yoar. I gave the shiur somewhere and someone said, "What's Zappos?" I said, "Call my wife. She'll tell you exactly what it is." I don't know what it is either. I just see their box. It's a shoes. Zappos are shoes. You buy them, you send them back. So I don't know who makes money at the end of the day, but okay. In any case, so listen to the words of the Chavos Yoar. He writes, even if the malach would be there, right? So let's say I tell guy number one to tell guy number two. What's a classic example? Let's say, example, you're in a hotel for Shabbos. This is what Rabbi Weiss talks about. You're in a hotel for Shabbos, and you left the light on in the bathroom, or vice versa, you need a light on. So you go down to the front desk. You tell the front desk, "I have a light on." The front desk person is not coming up to your room. They're going to radio somebody to then go up and turn off the light. That's Amira la Amira. So says the Chavos Yoar, he thinks that even if it would be a deraisa, let's say it would be something that's not like electricity, which is a shiloh, it would be deraisa. Says the Chavos Yoar, he thinks it's mutter. The koshken in him alocha the shvus, and especially if the whole thing the guy is going to be doing is only the rabbanon. The yeshlem the bechi haygavne vade legodz rabbanon. I feel the shloim b'mokem mitzvah. Again, he's saying you don't need a mitzvah for this at the Chavos Yoar. I feel the shloim b'mokem mitzvah. This is so far removed, it's not even usher. He basically saying these are so many steps removed. So many steps removed. His point is the more steps you remove from the original dibur should somehow become mutter. Okay. So you have to really ask yourself which pshat of the Isra Amir L'Nachwi does this Chavos Yoar make sense with? If Amir L'Nachwi has to do with the fact that what? It's dabru dover, it's the talking, it shouldn't make a difference. If it has to do with the shlichos, now this is already more lom d'shashayla. How many shlichos are there? So when I tell guy number one and guy one tells number two, so maybe guy number two is really working for me. That's the power of shlichos. He works for me now. What about the Rambam's reason that Shabbos is going to come light in your head? I can see that still being light just because I pass off to someone else. So we have to see where the Chavos Yoar work with. But this is the Chavos Yoar's words. His words are, does he say for sure? No. He says, perhaps it needs further, loy berira leiv tzricha rabba. It needs more ian, whether or not you can say such a svara. If you accept such a svara, so everything is peachy rosy, gavaldic. So I could tell the guy to tell, again, I'm telling guy one, I'm telling Amazon, Amazon is telling probably a bunch of other people along the way, everything should be fine.
According to him, you should be able to tell a guy to turn off the light on Shabbos also. Then.
No, you got to tell another guy.
Because what's his whole reasoning is because it's a shvus to shvus. The electricity is a shvus. That's not a deraisa.
Yeah, that's the problem. The way he's understanding shvus to shvus is not the way we understand shvus to shvus. He's saying that he thinks that in such a case, it would be shvus to shvus. You need makam mitzvah. But he's saying when you ask another guy to ask another guy, that's better than a shvus to shvus, and you don't even need mitzvah for that. That was his longest.
But according to him, he should have a major hunter. In other words, let's say I want to start the room and I want to learn the room. According to him, I should be able to tell the guy to put on the light.
No, because that's one shvus.
You don't need two guys.
That's one shvus. That's shvus to shvus.
No, because electricity is a shvus.
And Amir L'Nachri is a shvus. That's shvus to shvus. But shvus to shvus only works with Makom Mitzvah. He's suggesting that this is better than shvus to shvus. This is a no. That's a question. That's enough of a makom. So that might be. Who says that's not? Michael, who says that's not? Maybe you could. Depends on the situation. Rabbi Yochel, we spoke about that in the past. Now, there's a big problem that the Achareinim have with this idea of the Chavos Yoar. There's too many Gemaras that seem not to imply like this. Why? So they quote two Gemaras, which Gemaras we've happened to have seen in the past. There's one Gemara in Irvin. The Gemara talks about number 1b. The Gemara says, remember we talked about this Sunday morning, that if you can, what happens, you need the hot water for the bris. The babies just have to be washed in the hot water. So what happens if you spill the hot water? So the Gemara says, Nishayla le'ime. They asked the mother, Itzricha nicham le'agavime. So they asked the mom, do you need a hot bath? And if mom needs a hot bath, so they'll heat up extra water, agav the mother. Ayin sham b'shas. So frek, this is frek to bin Yishloima. What do you mean? What's the problem? Just do amiru la'amira. We're trying to come up with a theorem how to get around Amir L'Nachri. I have no problem. Amir L'Amir, according to the Chavos Yoar, is mutter. He says, second Gemara, very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that even though Amil Enochi is a Shvus, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Loi Gazu. One of the exceptions when you're allowed to do Amil Enochi is if you're going to buy property in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Ben Yerushalayim, what do you mean? But typically, Dev Shetak Micha Gavna. Volom Li Lavar, Amil Enochi. Again, why do I have to be over Amil Enochi? I could do it in a permissible way. Do Amiru, La Amiru. So in Yakut Yosef, he writes, I don't know what the Bekash is. Maybe there's not a second guy available. You're making a bigger kimta that every case is another guy. There's not always another guy. It's you and there's only one guy. You know, there's one Shabbos guy in the whole community. What are you supposed to do? So it's questionable how stark a raya these rayas are. But that's the two rayas from the Gemara's where the Gemara is trying to crack, the Gemara racks its brain. Where can I come up with a case of Amir Anachi? What's the problem? Kotel Chavazir, do Amir La Amir? The Teretz says, Yaakov Yosef, you don't always have a second guy. Okay, so that's a question in the Gemara.
And the Amir doesn't have to be in the form of a hint, right?
No, straight up. We're talking straight. You tell number one. Now, what we will need to discuss is what does number one say to number two? Is number one just passing the buck? Or is number one saying to number two, the Jew asked for you to do this?
Well, even in your case, when you go to the front desk, at that point, you're only doing an Amir Lakhim. You're just assuming he's going to call the chain with me. So you weren't even going ahead and telling him, listen, tell somebody.
Right, so there I wasn't mitzavah you to tell another guy. I was really...
You're allowed to do that. Because
maybe.
The guy says, you know what, nobody's around, I'll go upstairs and do it.
Right, so we'll have to see. We'll see with Achrayim talk about this case. Zolbushin has a tshuva, Rabbi Weiss has a tshuva about the case of the hotel. But that's another question, how to learn this Chavos Yor. Is Amir la Amir mean when I tell guy number one to tell guy number two, or I tell guy number one? What he does with that information is his business. Which again, in Amazon, it's really chain of events. You know that when you click that button, they're telling someone else. It's not like a chiddush to you. Oh wow, they outsourced me. That's the way it works. The one way to learn the Chavos Yor is a case where I go with the guy number one and I tell him. He then decides to tell guy number two. So you could argue I'm out of the picture. But if it's part of the sequence of events, you can't say you're out of the picture.
Even Amazon is not even guy number one. It's computer number one.
Right, which is going to be considered it somehow.
Like no human.
Right. But there's probably many people along the chain by the time it gets to the driver.
How would it work if, let's say, you tell guy number one, but guy number two, you're not even sure if he's a guy? I mean, you tell the front desk.
You're going to be in trouble.
I think
it's a big problem.
How do you guarantee you told the guy by the desk?
I think it's a big problem. That's what we just mentioned before, that if the driver for the Amazon package is Jewish, I think we have big problems. That was the problem of Moshe had with the delivery.
Did you say it's a fake?
I don't know. You have to know, again, you have to work with Roiv, you have to know where the driver comes from. That was Moshe's problem with the post office. Moshe thought the post office, there's too many Jews floating around in the post office, he thought it was a problem. And Moshe thought it might be a problem in the post office.
The other side, what if you're from a guy who owns an Amazon distribution center and you set stuff on Friday?
Yeah,
you... The photo part, the 99.9% chance it's going to get there in China.
Yeah, that's going to be that would be a serious problem. Again, unless we're going to come up with some heter tonight, we're going to...
Big business.
You're going to have that's going to be very questionable. Some of the heterim are very weak. We'll hopefully get to them, because I really don't want to do this another week, as much as I'm enjoying the sugya. But we'll have to see. So we'll start with the Chavos Yor. So the Chavos Yor is questionable, A, in Lumdus, B, did he really say it, and three, there are Gemaras that seem to disagree. So comes along, in the Chavos Yor, he has a tshuva. It's not his own, that's why it's confusing. If you look on the top of number two, it writes, tshuva al gimel she'elas hanal. The response of these next three tshuvas, Memtes, Nun, and Aleph, are from Hagoyin, Reb Avraham Gershon, Mimitz. That's the Avoides HaGershuni, who is a contemporary of the Chavos Yor, also late 1600s. So it's a little confusing. And he writes like this, Mashabadagul and Marim also loy melanochi sheyem melanochi achel asis melacha b'Shabbos. Well, you, the Chavos Yor, were discussing in an earlier tshuva, Memvav, you were discussing whether or not Amir la Amir is mutter. Umitoich koisli kosvu nika shedaiti noitel hakel. And I got the impression that you are leaning to be mekel, even though you don't exactly write it openly in the tshuva. Ulefiyani is daiti shu osir gomor. Says the Avodah Zagashuni, I disagree adamantly with you. I think you're 100% wrong. Amira le Amira is 100% asr. What's his raya? Says the Avodah Zagashuni. From a Gemara in Shabbos, which we spoke about last week. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, La Yisker Pa'alim Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Velo Yomer Adam Lechaveri Liskalei Pa'alim. Nor are you allowed to have your friend hire workers on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, Gemara Aminam Pshita, Mali Hu Mali Chaveira. And the Gemara says, of course, if I'm not allowed to hire workers, why would my friend be allowed to hire workers? And the Gemara answers, Amr Papa Chaveira Nochri. We're talking about a case where your friend is a guy. So the Gemara says, so, Fight Gemara Amil Nochri Shvus, it's not any better. So, Vahapoiskim Daiki Mikan. So says the Chavos Yor, what's going on in that Gemara? The Gemara says that I can't hire workers, and I can't tell my guy, Shefriend, to hire workers. What would my telling my goyish friend to hire workers really be? That's Amir Lamir. I'm telling goy A to tell goy B to do malacha. What are you doing when you hire workers? That's a fancy way of saying do a job. So that's Amir Lamir. So why can't you do that on Shabbos? The Gemara takes for a davar pasht that I can't tell my goy to hire workers. Says the Avodah Zarah Shuni, what would be wrong with me telling another guy to tell workers to work? That's because that's Amira Lamira. I'm telling guy number one to tell guy number two to do work. So therefore, says the Avodah Zarah Shuni, the Kevin, Shapirish, the Maslisa, Masha Omer, Loiska, Paula, Matsulam, Shalayim, Lohem, Emrotzim, the Staker, Memelo, Masha Omar, Veloy Omar, Lechaveri, Liskola, Paula, Matsulam, and Ami, Shalayim, Lenochi, Shem, Lenochi, Echad, and Matsul Staker. It's me telling another guy to whether or not you want to work. So I see from this Gemara, Mefurish says Avodah Zarah Shuni, you are not allowed to tell guy number one to tell guy number two to do malacha for you. And listen to where he ends off the tshuva. This is ironclad. That's it. Nothing. No one can disprove this. And whenever someone writes that, people spend their entire life trying to figure out ways to disprove it, as we'll do here also. So we'll do this over here. And then he concludes, and this is an interesting line that he concludes with. Gamitzah has svara hu aser. Says that, but he's going to forget Shas, forget the Gemara. Svara dictates you're wrong. Why? What's the Avodah Zarah Shuni's taina? What difference does it make how many shluchim there are? If you hold yeshlichas l'chumra, yeshlichas l'gai. So instead of guy number two working for guy number one, he's really working for me. We pass it along. So when guy number three is driving the car, he's driving it for number two, he's driving it for me, and therefore, he's my shliach. Because at the end of the day, he's working for me.
There's an assumption that shliach can make a shliach.
So that's the sugya of mili memsvil no shliach. How many times can you pass things along? So we'll come back to that in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer to see if that's going to be an issue here also. Because again, the only issue you would have here is shlichus. You don't have dabur dover because it's Friday. So you have shlichus. So you got to make sure it all fits in the lumnus of shlichus. So we'll have to come back to that. Yeah, David. You don't have that here because it's Friday, but you would still have shlichus.
I would tell you something interesting. I was away for whatever the weekend. I was visiting my mother in Florida, so my wife said, "You have sneakers down there." I turned out I didn't have any shoes, so it was Thursday night, and my sister who happened to be in there says, "Listen, I'll order from Amazon, but they're going to deliver on Shabbos." I said, "You know what? I just went to a shul last week. I don't want to bother the rabbi because there's a part two. I don't think I'm allowed to do that because it's going to deliver it." So. It's interesting because my sister said, I'll call on her son. She's a big Tom of Coffin, whatever, from the neighborhood. And she wrote the question to him. And usually he's a hacker. He wrote a three-word answer. He says, yes, you can do it. And I didn't get into the Torah with him about it. I also didn't end up ordering it from them because I was already being such a frumot from last week. And went to another store and paid three times the price. But he didn't hesitate to write, yes, no Indian of, you know, Amir Lakhm or whatever it is. I mean, we fashioned the question that way, and I was like really surprised. So
they told you for sure. They told you for sure it's going to come on Shabbos.
She goes on to her whatever. Right. I don't even know how to order from Amazon. I'm embarrassed to tell you, but doesn't mean she got it. It was Thursday night. They'll be there on Shabbos.
No, but the Rav knew it was definitely coming on Shabbos.
I said, why don't you tell him?
Prime works that way. Prime guarantee. So we're going to see there's some funny attempt that they say, oh, we'll get to it. I hope at some point they get to it. But right now, the only tzad l'hokel is going to be this shtick of Amira l'Amira. And we have to see if it carries any weight.
Do you have to worry about that the shoes that you buy may be coming from the
customer? Yeah, we're going to talk about that also. That's another issue. That's a problem even if you ordered it on Wednesday. So the question is, what happens when it's outside the tchum? So we'll see.
What do you mean the whole package is out of the
Most likely it's out of the tchum. But I hate to say it, we started talking about this last week, we got to get to this. How many people get 7-day delivery of the newspaper? Anyone still gets the New York Times? I would tell you to stop ordering it if you're still getting it. But the journal comes to Shabbos also. What do you do with that? So we're going to have to talk about that. It's on page 4 of the Myron McCrammer's books today. We're going to get to it. Why not? Same problem. You can't really be nana from it. It depends if it's in the tchum or not. It depends if it's in the tchum. Now, you have to know if it's in the tchum or not. Now, we'll see.
What's the problem with getting into?
There's two problems. It's Amir Lenochri, and it's Amir Lenochri. So what? So what? So when I press Amazon, it's Thursday also. What's the difference? It's the same thing as the Amazon. So is this. So is the Saturday paper. They call it the Saturday paper for that reason. It comes on Saturday.
But I ordered it because I didn't order it.
So what?
You can order just the Saturday.
That's right. And you should.
Or you can order
right. And you shouldn't. And you shouldn't. Yeah, and you shouldn't. You should just order the Monday. That's right. Cancel the Saturday. What? Correct. So we'll talk about it. Page 4 of the Maamar Mekayim.
That's it.
Depends when it's made. Right, so we'll talk about this Shail of Muktzah. We'll get to it. Okay. I had big hopes to get through this for this whole booklet over here, guys. Okay, so let's see. So Tainid Avoyah said, Yeshuni, he thinks that this this Chavos Yoreh is extremely difficult in Svara. It doesn't make any sense. It's against the Gemara. He completely rejects it. Comes along the Chavos Yoreh in a later tshuva to answer back to Avodah Sagershuni. He's not going to let this roll over and play dead over here. He's such a strong Lashon. Ein l'raya zu shum pircha. He's not going to let... Now, it's interesting. He never does address the kasha of gam mitzad ha-svar who asar because of shlichos l'chumra. That he never addresses, to my knowledge, in the tshuva. That's a fair question. How do you deal with that? But he addresses the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And the Chavos Yoreh says, pshat in the Gemara like this. He says, you misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean the way we understand the Gemara is that I go over to guy number one, and I tell guy number one on Shabbos to go over to guy number two, and I tell guy number one to go hire workers. I tell guy number one to tell guy number two to hire workers. Says the Chavos Yoreh, you know why that's usher? That's not Amir La Amira. Says the Chavos Yoreh number three. The Achad is Chirus Paulim Loyim Lepazim. He says, Ma'atam, Ash'amu Loyim Adam Lechavir 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 The mere, it's not the doing of the work that's usher. It's the making the deal that you're going to work for me is what's usher. The merely saying that you're going to work for me, that's already usher. That's dabur davar. You're already immediately in violation. Forget picking up a hammer and doing any malacha. Merely saying the words, will you come work for me, is automatically a violation. So that's not amira la amira. So therefore, says the Chavos Yoreh, I feel the name of the Kras, the Bama, the Koshkin, the Mashkin, the Tez, the Dibra, Usher, who could devray him. So he says, the Gavada. That's what's going on over here. Over here, the Amira itself is in a violation because you're telling the guy itself is Gufa and Isra. How do we paskin? Do we accept the Chavos Yoreh or do we accept the Avodah Sagershuni? That's the $1 million question. If you accept the Chavos Yoreh, Amir la'Amira is mutter, so we have no problems. Says the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva number 4, he quotes the Machlokes and he concludes the following. He says, V'hashta ka'omer ha'goyin Chavos Yoreh sho'im le'chaver goy lisko le'pol of sh'osim shem she'ikufa Isra de'reisa. Afilo Amir da'Amira ha'idei me'a. Kimi boyle, when is it a shayla loyma lahadlik haner shadiba zeinenu osam and atari elma derabanan? It would only help if it's a rabbinic prohibition. Ishari aide amiru la amiru, or yigazarim bechir gavno, voyevshita. There's no answer to this question. The nearly bidirabanan, if it were to be an isidirabanan, the hefsim meruba lahaka. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you have two factors, the thing you're asking the guy to would only be rabbinic, and it would be a hefsim mammon. Now, driving a car on Shabbos, it's questionable that's not an issa, that's an issa deraisa. Now you can argue who says that's the way to deliver the package. You can walk. It's hard to believe you're going to walk. I don't know where the package is.
What do you mean, you use this for, but that could be an
obstacle. So he decides to take the car because it's more convenient.
Come on, but it's not muchach today.
It's very hard. I don't know where the packages end up. I don't know how it works.
Where
does the driver get it from?
A distribution center.
So there's an Amazon distribution center somewhere in New York. I have no idea how this works.
It's in New Jersey.
It's in New Jersey. That's where it is.
Well, I've seen like a big one.
It's in New Jersey.
I know. Thanks,
so then, if it's in New Jersey, so then it's you're basically telling the driver to do a malacha for the rice. So this Chassam Sofer won't be all that helpful. Now, this Chassam Sofer will be helpful for around the house. Let's, for example, on Shabbos, you see a situation where you need a malacha the rabbanan done, and there's a hefsim mammon, you can do amir la amir. Now,
I think last week we touched on this. Does it matter? You put an order in. If you don't care when it comes, does that make any difference?
And it depends what you know. It depends what you tell. Again, if you're telling the guy to do it for Shabbos, so then you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. Now, if you're telling, so if you stipulate less, very clear, again, but Amazon Prime by definition means you're telling them I want it done at a certain time. Right. Now, that's the whole godless of Prime. Now, you could argue that I don't really care, but you do.
And you can't be so much on the fact that when you put in the order, you put in enough time that in theory they could deliver.
That you could, perhaps.
If I call Thursday, I don't know how they do it. They have overnight, they don't do it overnight.
So that's one sniffle haka that we discussed. Right. That could be true. Sometimes, again, that will help for Thursday night.
Right.
But Friday morning, I don't think that's already too late. Again, you have to know the metzias a little better. Someone mamash called me a Friday afternoon, like an hour before Shabbos. He says, I have a quick shayla. You know that means that's a sign for I have a very, really long shayla, and you're not going to have time to get ready for Shabbos, right? So a guy tells me, I have to get a package, a financial business package to the Bronx. So can I have my gaisha worker... Now here it gets tricky because if he's your worker all the time, it's not a kablon, it's a socher. But he's not working the weekends; he's doing this job just to drive this package to the Bronx. So he wants to Friday. He's going to pick it up from my house in an hour from now. It was an hour before Shabbos. Drive it to the Bronx. So I said to him, "So how are we going to do this?" Now he can't get to the Bronx in enough time normally. So I said, "When do you need the package delivery?" He said, "I need it to be this Sunday morning." Oh, Sunday morning, he could drive a Matzah Shabbos. So I said, tell the guy, I need it at this address Sunday morning. You get it there when you want. That's fine. You could drive it a whole Matzah Shabbos. It's not like the case of the mechanic we spoke about last week, where the mechanic is closed Matzah Shabbos. This guy's hired to deliver a package. He could do it at 3 o'clock in the morning if he wants. So that's okay. Now, I don't know how the deliveries of Amazon work. So if you put it in Thursday night, it's very possible it can show up Friday morning. It might show up later. That was their decision. So that may be why the Rav was so night to, I guess that would be the Svara. But again, some of these, if you first wake up 2 o'clock, you know, Friday afternoon, that's really not going to be the case. So, so what? Yeah, that taco was a quick question. So I told the guy, I said, why don't you come to the share? You live here in the neighborhood, come to the share. That's how we made it quick. So I told him, at least listen online. That's right. Not going to call me any more times on Friday. Okay. So there's another Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and this is more negay to us. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'gdoy l'mezu kasab Tshuvas Chavasiyor, number 4b. He writes, there's a Tshuvas Chavasiyor who writes, Shenirli Pasha the Mutaloy Malanochi Amolanochi Ploini Shiasli Malachti Shemdavli Amir Damiro Vahagoyim Reb Gershon Doichidvarov Besimim Memtes Mishas Arach Shabbos the Gemara and Shabbos Vini Adan Eni Oimer says the Chassam Sofer. I have a very simple way out. Why the Hainu Boim Malanochi B'Shabbos Atzmoi says the Chassam Sofer. You know why that Gemara and Shabbos was a problem? You know why that wasn't Amir La Amir? Because you did it all on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Amir Lamir is us. You know why? Because of Dabru Dover. You can't even get the words out of your mouth. How could you say to a guy, hire me workers? Hire me workers itself is talk you're not allowed to say. I was thinking about this over Shabbos. You know you're not allowed to tell another a year on Shabbos, can you forward me that email after Shabbos? Right. It's Amir Lanachri. It's Dabru Dover. It's Dabru Dover. It didn't even dawn on me.
What do you mean? It's Achana. I mean, why would you think it's
Mutter? No, it's Dabru Achana. It's Dabru Dover. The word send forward me an email is something you can't do on Shabbos. So if you can't do that on Shabbos, you can't talk about it on Shabbos. So you can't even tell someone, do me a favor, forward me that email. That's also on Shabbos. We don't often think about it. But that's Dabru Dover. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, if I want to tell a guy on Shabbos, tell another guy on Shabbos, do Malacha, that's out because of Dabru Dover. But Dr. Chassam Sofer, what happens if I want to do it on a Friday? Avol Oimer Kain Bechol Nehi Amir Lanochi Gam Bechol Asur. Zok Tchassam Sofer, what do you mean? But Amir Lanochi is also on Friday also. Says Tchassam Sofer, Mikom Lakam Amir Damira Ein Raya La Asur Kulehai. Maybe I have no proof that much is Asur. So what is Tchassam Sofer basically telling us? That you can be Soimich on the Chavis Yair when? On Friday. The Chavis Yair was talking about on Shabbos proper. But says the Chassam Sofer, that I'm not comfortable with because I think you have Dabru Dover problems. However, says the Chassam Sofer, but on Friday, perhaps you can use the Chavas Yoyer. Oh, Givaldik. That's our Shaila. Our Shaila is always on Friday. It's always on Chol. So this Chassam Sofer, it sounds like that on a Friday, you can be Samech on the Chavas Yoyer and everything is fine.
That
so,
would be the answer to the answer.
And that would be the simple answer. Is this Chavas Yoyer with this Chassam Sofer?
What is the Chavas Yoyer do with Dabru Dover?
He never addresses it. That's the funny thing. He only addresses, he doesn't come around to it. Now, if we stopped right here, everything would be great. But that's not the end of the story, because why? Look at number 7. The Ber Halacha quotes this exact Chassam Sofer, word for word, and look at the last two lines. We're on page number, source number 5, page number 1. He writes, V'hu milsa chadati. So what does the Ber Halacha say about this Chassam Sofer? It's a chiddush. It's new. Okay, he doesn't really, okay, it's a chiddush, I don't disagree, but then he writes, U'mitshuva se rashba, ha'muva be'beis Yosef, b'sivzeh muchach lehepach. Says the Ber Halacha, not only is it mechudash, it's against the Tshuvas HaRashba quoted by the Beis Yosef. What Tshuvas HaRashba is he referring to? So let's look at number 6 together. Says the Beis Yosef, V'chein kasa b'Tshuvas HaRashba, Yehudi shenasa mois l'goy, l'haske loy pa'olim livnois. A Jew gives money to a guy to hire workers to build him something. Zok to Rashba, asr. Now when do you think this is taking place? Friday night after davening? This is Friday afternoon. A Jew goes over to a guy and says, here's money, go hire me a bunch of workers. What is this? This is happening on Friday. And this would be Amira La'amira. And still the Rashba writes, Asr. So says the Mishtabur, says the Berlocha, this is a raya against the Chavis Yoyer. Even in the Chassam Sofer's version. Because the Chassam Sofer told me that if I do it all on Friday, everything is okay. But this Rashba is talking about on Friday. On Friday, I go over to a guy and I say, here's money, get me workers. So it's Amira La'amira. Again, I'm telling the guy to get me workers. I mean, the workers are going to do the work. That's Amira La'amira. And yet the Rashba says it's Asr. So says the Ber Halacha. You see, the Chassam Sofer is not correct. So, if the Ber Halacha is correct, and we don't accept the Chassam Sofer, so then our heter falls to the wayside. So what can we do? We got to come up with a way to answer up this Rashba. How are we going to do that? So if you look at the next page, number 7 from the Machzeh Eliyahu, he times that no, that's not Pshat in the Rashba. What's Pshat in the Rashba, number 7? He says, the Harashba Mayri, Shahanochri Harisha, Nitztava Liska Pa'olim Bishabbos. I go over to the guy on Friday, I say, on Friday, here's the money, and to Friday night, go get me workers. Not on Friday, go get me workers. I give you the money on Friday to tell you on Friday night after work ends at 5 o'clock, go get me workers. Memeil, that's taka amira la amira on Shabbos. I want everything to happen on Shabbos. That's already usur. If everything happens on Friday, everything is on Friday that the Chassam Sofer would agree to. So therefore, Zogtim, it's a way around the Rashba.
But it's not Friday. Only one Amira.
Yeah,
on Friday. The second Amira is on Shabbos.
No, but the problem is my Amira is on Friday, which is fine. The Rashba's case was I gave the money on Shabbos, but I told him to do the tell the workers on get everything started on Shabbos, not like on Friday where I tell every start the whole process on Friday. That's his answer out of the Rashba and the Chassam Sofer. Okay, take it or leave it. The Bar Halacha still called it a milsa d'chadati. It was a big chiddush. So Rabbi Asher Weiss writes over in number 8 another big shaila. When we accept, let's say we accept the Chavos Yoyer, we'll put aside the Mishnah Berurah. There's the Chavos Yoyer talking about a case where number 1 tells number 2, and the second guy knows he's working for me. Or the second guy has no idea that I exist. He gets called by guy number 1, and guy number 1 says, listen, I have a job for you, you want to make money? Sure, I'm all in. Says Rabbi Asher Weiss in number 8, this is in the Minchas Asher and Parshas Boy, in the Parsha where it's alluded to the Isra of Milanoch, he writes, V'ini nechluku g'doyle Hungaria. It's a big machlokes amongst the Hungarian Rabbonim. But that's a Chavos Yoyer. Him hit the rakish agoy hasheni eni yoida shemalachas Yisrael huaisa. Is it only mutter when the second guy doesn't realize he's working for me? Or Hashem avshe hu yodei zois. He knows that mutter. Give them a kol makom. Ein kan amir lanochas shiasa hu malacha. Again, could be the Chavos Yoyer was talking about a case where I ask a guy to do something for me. The guy is lazy, so he gets someone else to do it. But the second guy has no idea he's working for me. Why does this make a difference on lamdas? Because it's hard to say that the second guy is my shliach. He doesn't know why he exists. Or no, he knows there's someone else. Now again, in our Amazon case, the Amazon driver understands he understands he's driving a package for her, for me. He knows there's a chain of events that there's a person on the other end of this package. He doesn't think that someone just randomly called him up. He knows that someone called up.
You can say he's driving it for Amazon, not for you.
Right.
Well,
he's driving it for his paycheck.
Again,
he doesn't care who gets it.
But he understands. But his paycheck is really reflective of the guy before me.
No, because if you go to...
I'm not sure.
I can argue that.
Oh, so we'll see. Rabbi Asher Weiss has another time. So this is all assuming is that shliach is a shliach. That you can keep on passing along the shlichas. That's all. The Chavos Yoyer assumes you can't. Because if the Chavos Yoyer assumes shliach is the same as this doesn't help us. The Chavos Yoyer is assuming, the Chassam Sofer, another tshuva will bring this out clearly, that you assume that it gets watered down the more people that are involved. You would have assumed, why does it get watered down? It just continues the original power of the shliach. So Rabbi Asher Weiss says it's machlokes achronim. And he says two opinions in the Achrayim. But then he writes, then if you look over number 9, there's a tshuva from the Malachim Amunecha. This is Reb Zilberstein, Reb Eliashiv's son-in-law. He writes, Maisa she'ir bebeis malon. Happened once in a hotel. Shebishabas niskakla pulas hamizagain. So upon a bal hamalon lenochri. He turns to the guy, hamamunna alas chuskos of the malon, who's in charge of the maintenance. Vetziva olav she'ir malonochri achas she'isakin as a mizagon. The guy was a frumma guy. Goes over to him, he says, you tell someone else to do the job. So this guy knew the Chavos Yoyer, a learned fellow. So he writes back, this guy thought he was going to pull the Chavos Yoyer. Now again, this is only one problem, it's Shabbos already. So if it's Shabbos...
According to him, Shabbos is okay.
No, that's right, I'm saying, this is the Chavos Yoyer, not according to the Chassam Sofer.
Right.
Just pointing that out. So says Reb Zilberstein, Kinir Shlomach Chavos Yoyer, the Gam Ala Mishnah Socher. He says over here, there's two kulas. You say mich on the Chavos Yoyer, and you say mich on the opinion that holds it's mutter even if going. Let's be honest. When the maintenance guy comes to fix it, who's he working for? He knows who he's servicing. He's servicing the Jews that are residing in the hotel. So he says you got to be say mich on two kulas. So he writes, Avada, the Gam Ala Mishnah Socher Hasovish Shadivah Chavos Yoyer Amum Avkish Anoch Rashen Yadua Shaaser B'Shvi Yisrael. Well, then his deity nearest Shalayasa Kedin says, and this was wrong.
So, what should he have done?
So, he didn't tell you that. He doesn't tell you. He just thinks being Samech on both of those things were wrong. Now, why? Let's explain why. So, perhaps because it's Shabbos, and maybe on Shabbos we can't use the Chavos Yoyer, but maybe Taka on Friday. Let's say, for example, on Friday you tell the head of the maintenance, listen, if there's going to be any problems, come Saturday, you make sure you get your guy here Saturday morning to make it happen. Maybe you could be Samech on that. That's the Chavos Yoyer with the Mishnah Socher, with the Chassam Sofer, maybe that you could do. Now, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, he thinks this is all somewhat ridiculous, and he writes, V'yisei mezu choychechani. He says, I find it humorous. Be'beis malon, sheish ba machroi roshe, there's a head responsible, V'yesh tachtov oivdim hasaris l'mashem usay. They serve service then, they work. Imutu loy malacharoy arosh l'sakir mazagim v'ushalach poyel. I go to the head of the department of whatever the issue is, and they obviously they're not doing it themselves. They're gonna bring one of their workers. V'nira yoyse de einza bechal heter damir damir. Kimin she says seder avoid harogalu poyel swim l'mashem usay. Says the Bashwai, if this is a normal chain of events, that's not amir l'amir. Amir l'amir is when I tell guy number one, and guy number one decides to go out of his way and go to guy number two. But if this is what happens, because again, let's go back to our case of the front desk. The front desk guy is not getting off his chair to come turn off my light. He calls up maintenance, and maintenance goes up. So Dr. Bashwai, if that's the chain of events, so he doesn't think that's amir l'amir. Amir l'amir is when I tell guy number one, and guy number one could or couldn't, and he decides to tell guy number two. But if this is the way, now this is negated to us, this is clearly the way Amazon is structured. No one thinks I'm going to call the delivery guy myself. This is the tzura of the form. So he thinks about Dayan Tzorachim. He's not so convinced that that's even mechlal in the category of Amir Damir. So again, we have a lot of questions over here. You can't use that heter of Amir Damir. This is not Amir Damir. This is like either you know it's going to go number two.
What does your das have to do?
So again, if in the world of shlichus, it's ki'ilu you're saying, meaning if I go to guy number one, I meet guy number one my shlich. Now guy number one decides to make guy number two his shlich, so I'm out of the picture. But if I know guy number one is going to go to, because that's just the way it's set up, it's ki'ilu, I'm going straight to guy number two. That's really the argument. Or let's, for example, Rabbi Shola has a tshuva, let's say I decide to broker guy number one to be a broker for me and guy number two. That's for sure going to be us. That's not Amir Damir. Amir Damir is a classical example where basically I'm out of the picture. But Dr. Bashar says, you're not out of the picture. This is part of the picture. That's his question over here.
So why don't they do that again? So these situations happen.
Yes, 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 that's true.
I mean, that
that's true.
Right,
that's Chassam Sofer's argument. Because believe it or not, the Chavetz Yoyer himself permits it on Shabbos proper.
Well, right, he did. But everybody else who's objecting to the Chavetz Yoyer based on that. His case was the case of you doing it on Erev Shabbos, and it's a big advantage because I don't have the
Dabba, yeah.
But for everybody else, it's a non-starter.
But in the Chavez. Right. So that's what we're going to have to see. Right. Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Zilberstein, we're both assuming that you probably can't really use the Chavez Yar proper on Shabbos proper. But we don't want to use it on Shabbos. We want to use it on Friday.
Why don't we use it on both of them?
Well,
why would I want to have that answer no matter what?
No, because again, on Shabbos, you're not going to order it on Shabbos.
I'm saying the hotel situation.
Yeah, it would be helpful. Right. That's right. It would solve all the problems. That's right. It would solve all the problems. It would solve all the problems. Now, do we paskin like the Chavetz Yoyer? Now, if you paskin like the Chavetz Yoyer, you take it all the way, right? If you take the Chavetz Yoyer, then you, in theory, take him even on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in number 11, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'da, the ma de kaimulon amir le'en Yehudi shvos, that we hold amir le'enochiz yisit rabbonon, afilu em omar le'en Yehudi, sheyem le'en Yehudi achalas es melacha b'shabbos. That's even amir le'amir, brackets hagoyin, rev gershon, ba'alav adizag yashuni. V'achavaz yor, b'seminun gimma mitzadi l'hokul b'zeh, but the chavaz yor wanted to go l'kulo, the kol shgim b'dov v'shein al m'shvos, and especially if the thing you're asking the guy to do is only rabbinic, I am b'sefer Achayim shekasev. It quotes from b'sefer Achayim, which was Reb Shlomo Kluger. The b'makom hefsed gadol yesh lismech ala mekilim. Again, so paskin is Mr. Brewer. If you have a hefsed gadol, let's say for example business, you're going to lose a massive deal. Now you have to go back to the sugya we spoke about by Chol HaMoed, not gaining versus losing. But let's say you'll lose. You'll mamash lose something over here. You'll lose in business. You'll lose out. Money will be taken out of your salary because your boss will penalize you because you didn't get the papers or the records in when they needed to go. So it sounds like it could be Samach on that. You can send it Friday afternoon, do Amir Damir, maybe even on Shabbos proper. You do Amir Damir and everything's okay.
Yeah, but like, for example, a hotel situation where they said, oh, these people will never come back.
Right, so then you're arguing, so we were talking about Mitzad, the person who takes, you're saying Mitzad, the owners of the hotel. Maybe Echanami, that would also be
Hefzid. The gadol here is subjective, being to say.
Yes, I think so. Depends on you.
Okay, so whatever.
Depends on you.
Like says, listen, if I get these shoes, they got one pair left, and I'm saving $180,
the Hefzid gadol. That's not say, that might be Minias Revach. I don't know if that's Hefzid, that might be Minias Revach. That's not Hefzid.
No, she'd go out and buy it. It's your problem.
Yeah, Shlodim. So I'm talking about, it's good. Again, in the business world, it's a little easier. Let's, for example, your boss says, if you don't get these papers out by here, you're not getting paid. You're not getting paid this month. That's
absolutely. That's a big issue. Somebody who otherwise holds that this is not
worth it. So that's what everyone's trying to figure out with the Shlomo Kluger. Mimon of Shach. If you buy into the Chavis, you don't, but what's this middle ground? The Hefzid Mammon? But that's where the Mr. Brew paskins. Mr. Brew is picking sides for Hefzid Merubah. Now, if you look in the Das Torah, the Marsham, Shalom Shadron, the grandfather of the famous Magid Reb Shalom Shadron, his grandfather was a big Paisik in the turn of the 20th century, and he writes, Ubedin nita michta be'erv Shabbos, ala be'doar, express. Like that one, express. Okay? Sheesh lechu aide shliach miyuchad b'Shabbos. They already had express mail in the 1900s. So he wanted, can you send an express mail in on Friday? He writes, Ayin shvus yankiv, tibemakim tzerach godol, yesh lehokal. Also, tzerach godol, you can be mekel. Kivin shuhu medaber ima adoin, v'loi ima shliach. Because you're not talking to the messenger, you're talking to the middle guy. It's amira la amira, you can be saying, mechan lechav is yoyim. So there was an opinion out there in the G'dayli Achrayim of 100 years ago, that you could be Samech on this Chavis Yor for Tzarech Gadol. Now again, this case also is when? Friday. It's Friday. He's sending out the express letter on Friday afternoon. But here, again, he doesn't say what Tzarech Gadol is. He says it's Tzarech Gadol. Yeah. No, he said, no, you're doing it on Friday, but you're doing it on Friday. Ubedin nita michtav be'erev Shabbos. Ala beidoa, you're starting the process on Friday. Yes, it's going to run through Shabbos. It's going to be delivered. It's like a Federal Express type of thing. So here's Matrit. The Marsham is Matrit, what he calls a Tzarech Gadol. Again, what's a Tzarech Gadol? It's not clear. We'll borrow the Mr. Brewer's term, Hefsa Mammon. You got to get this money out. You got to get this, whatever the business is out. That might be the Tzarech Gadol.
I mean, that's talking about a case again when you're doing it 5 minutes before Shabbos.
So yes. You're not Bisayim Mechon Adayta Dinafsh. This was the Marsham. Comes along the Minchas Yitzchak. Mitzchak Yitzchak lived much later. Mitzchak Yitzchak was nifter in, I think, 1989. Yeah. He was nifter. He also addresses the Shaila. Shaila saw Yemutul Lishloach Mechtav Express Aideh Hadoa Be'erev Shabbos Bizman She'i Efshar Oy She'elichu HaMechtav Kaidem HaShabbos. It's impossible to get it there before Shabbos. Omnam HaMemunim V'Oivdim Shom HeManachim. But the workers there are all gay. Mamish Ar Shaila. The Shaila to Mitzchak Yitzchak. And he writes, Hine Ha'oilam Noigim Heter. Says Mitzchak Yitzchak, I'll tell you the fact, the Velt is Mekel. Everyone sends out FedExes on express mail on Friday afternoon. Vanira.
Let's say not express, meaning you talk before Shabbos.
You go to the mailbox. So that we saw, the Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. Because the post office decides to pick it up on Shabbos morning. They could pick it up whenever they want.
You don't care.
I don't care when it gets there. That's
but
not.
But not mail it. So let's say you go to the post office and you give it to them.
Right, it's still, they can, it's the same thing. But if I write, I tell you, I need this letter. Right. Let's say I have a Goyish friend.
You know they're going to handle it.
That's their business. Same thing with a lot of things. But if I express that I want specifically this, then I'm running into trouble. So what's his heter? The Velt does it. Now we all know that doesn't get us too far, right? The Velt does it. The Velt does a lot of crazy things. So he writes, no. He says, "V'hinei ma'adason mikolana laheter b'zeh rak b'shas atchak tzorech gadol." He says, it's got to be a tzorech gadol. Which again knocks out most of our Amazon deliveries. Avon near the kafia metzias kayim is the bisholchem mechtave express the makim rochuk. Eda magiim el achrei eze yomim. It doesn't get there as fast as you think it is. It takes a couple of days. Ukinoida the mechtavim keilu mekomes achokas the shalchem aydei avir goes through the ear. V'mayun shalchem takeif hayim magiim afle mekomes achokas biyose boisiem. It would get there even faster. Ubevade in the stavev kein machmas bibehado. He says practically they don't get there when they're supposed to. Now I. Then you can ask for your money back. Is that what you're paying for?
Yeah.
You're paying for, I don't know how this works, but
I know from FedEx is different. That gets
there. I'm saying if it doesn't get there, you get a refund if it doesn't get there, right? So he says no. The Efshul Shleach Hakol B'Yomechad El Kol Kaidim. He says you think your thing is really going to get there on Saturday? It's not true. They tell you that, but it can get there Tuesday. Now that's not true with Amazon Prime because that's the whole godless of Amazon Prime. But he writes, "Rak b'chomokim mechtavi express koydim mechtav machem." He learns the word with express means it just gets pushed to the front of the line. But there's no din that it has to get there on time. V'adaiti dehachi shochem kol mechtav express avoloy al v'adosh yishlochu tekef. This is so not true today. Totally not true. Therefore, he says, "Yeah, umemeo loyev kibetzuv l'shalach b'shabbos dafka 100%." So this is the argument people say: when I hit Prime, I'm not telling them to send it to me on Shabbos. I'm telling them, you send it out whenever you want. It would be nice if you give it to me on Shabbos, but I'm okay with it afterwards. Is that really true? I just don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it's not because you know you paid for Prime.
You're paying for Prime.
If you didn't get it, you're gonna
pay. Exactly. Yeah. So you can't tell me this Minchas Yitzchak is true. This Minchas Yitzchak basically says, I'm sending it, I write Express, I write Prime, but I really know it might come on Tuesday. Oh, it comes on Shabbos. I never told you that. Yes, you did. So, I don't know. This seems to be a very, very weak heter for justifying it. Okay? We'll see Blin Eder. It's amazing. I got to stop saying what I want to do. The other heterium, and then we'll discuss, let's say, you don't order it for Shabbos, and it does come on Shabbos. What can you do? What you can't do? The mukta status, moving status, all the other shilohs about the package.